Whether you're behind the wheel or out walking yourself, each of us encounters pedestrians in traffic on a regular basis. This is Lisa Berry, and the Ann Arbor Police Department has been conducting special crosswalk enforcement patrols around the city. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Ann Arbor Police Sergeant Bill Clock, who oversaw that effort. Welcome, Sergeant.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell us about the special enforcement, as in what was it about and when did it begin?
The enforcement was to increase compliance with our city ordinance involving yielding to pedestrians in crosswalks. And it actually began with the initial meetings and that in around 2015 with former Deputy Chief Greg Bozick and Dr. Ron Van Houten from Western Michigan University.
And you started doing the actual enforcements when?
The first phase of this started in June, and that was a two-week, 16-detail warning phase. So we're actually educating the drivers on the violations they committed and issuing warnings for that violation.
And how many of those enforcement periods did you do in total?
We had four separate enforcements. There were 2 weeks each, and they had 16 separate details in each of those 2 weeks.
And I understand you just completed the last one.
We did. We completed that last Friday.
And you've got the numbers for us hot off the presses on that one?
I do. I just finished tabulating this morning, and we had stopped 224 cars during that two-week period and gave 163 hazardous violations for failing to yield to pedestrians.
Hazardous violations, and that's a ticket.
Yeah, it is a ticket, yes.
That comes with a penalty of what, $140?
Right. The court set the fine at $140 for those violations.
And you've done four of these, so what's the grand total?
The grand total for stops, we did stop 2,311 cars, and we issued 706 tickets.
And does that make you feel like you accomplished something?
I think we educated people fairly well, and that's what the goal was. I know a lot of people weren't happy with getting tickets, but I think we did get the word out there that this is the law in Ann Arbor, and we are enforcing it.
There was just a survey out from the city last week, I believe, saying that people are stopping more since you started this special enforcement. They are technically already seeing results.
Yes, I know through Western Michigan University, they've been posting numbers on the. We have some signs posted around the city. I think the latest number I saw was 63% compliance. So
yeah.
I think the numbers are getting better, yes.
What part of the pedestrian crosswalk law in Ann Arbor do you think most people weren't aware of?
The fact that they have to yield when the pedestrian may not actually be in the crosswalk itself. It's slightly different than what the state law says.
Where's the pedestrian that they have to actually start being aware of them?
Well, the wording in the ordinance is the pedestrian could be at the curb edge, on the ramp leading to the crosswalk, or at the curb itself. And that's slightly different than state law. The state law requires the pedestrian to be inside the crosswalk itself.
And because that is different, I heard a couple of people are challenging their ticket, saying, hey, I'm from out of town. How am I supposed to know the Ann Arbor ordinance?
We have had several court cases. I wasn't part of all of them. I was part of a few of them. But, yeah, we've had several people challenge their tickets.
And did they win?
We've had a few people win. I think mainly those were from officers not being able to appear for whatever reason.
Hmm. So they're standing firm in the law.
The judges and magistrate have upheld the law as approved by city council. And if there's someone who wants to change the law, then they'd have to go through city council to get it changed.
So I know the goal of this is to improve pedestrian safety, crosswalk safety. And I don't want to downplay that, but I have to ask you about a growing trend we're seeing of people just walking out into intersections staring at their phone. They're not looking at all.
Yes.
Is that something you're concerned about in the Ann Arbor Police Department?
Absolutely. We want everybody to be safe. We do have a somewhat transient population with the university.
Right.
So we do get a lot of new people in town every year, and we want them to be safe, and we want them to focus on getting where they're going safely. And I hope the ordinance doesn't give them a false sense of security. I know they'd have to be aware of their surroundings, but part of the ordinance also says you can't just step out in front of a car. They have to have a reasonable opportunity to stop to avoid them.
So the pedestrians bear a bit of that responsibility.
They do, yes.
Okay,
yes.
But here you are. This is your thing. You're the special services sergeant for the Ann Arbor Police Department. You're in charge of traffic, and you're in charge of all this. Am I just whining, or are you hearing more about that?
No, I mean, we've had we do get those whiners, as you say.
You don't have to glom onto that term.
We do get some concerned, of those.
Concerned motorists. How about
we
that?
We do have some people who have legitimate concerns, and they've expressed those through various means of communication. And unfortunately, I don't write the laws.
Right.
I don't write the ordinances, so I can't really change them.
Well, I see it all the time. And I don't know about you. When I was raised, it was like when you come to the corner, you stop and you look both ways before you cross the street. Now it's like you come to the corner, you stop, you check your email and your Facebook, and then you cross without even looking.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a whiner, but I see it all the time. I think that is a big problem that's happening now in traffic.
Oh, I agree. I think with the age that we're seeing in both, well, Ypsilanti here at EMU and at U of M in Ann Arbor, that you have a younger population that grew up on their phones all
right.
the time with Facebook or, you know, listening to music or talking all the time, texting, whatever. And they're distracted. And when we were growing up, we didn't have that. We talked to our friend if we were walking with our friend, and that was about it. But we did look both ways before we crossed.
Is there any laws or rules for distracted walking?
Not yet.
No?
I've heard rumors that they may be coming to other parts of the country. I think Honolulu is looking into that if they haven't done it already.
I think they did already, yeah. Well, I know we're talking about pedestrian safety in general, and I kind of got off on a tangent there, but I know one of your biggest concerns is pedestrian safety around Ann Arbor schools. Do you think they will benefit from this effort that you are just completing?
I hope so. I know they just hired a new safety coordinator that myself and my traffic unit will deal with directly, as far as safety around the schools themselves. And hopefully that point of contact will make our communication better and make it safer around the schools. But I'm hoping that this does raise awareness throughout the public schools and the city that we have to be careful around the schools or the kids walking to school or all the people driving their kids to school.
And someone who oversees traffic safety for the city of Ann Arbor and the police department, what do you want us to walk away with? What should we remember?
Focus on driving. If you're taking your child to school or going to work or whatever you're doing that day, put the phone away, focus on driving, get to where you need to go. And then if you have to check your email or whatever in the parking lot, feel free. But keep your eyes on the road. If you're walking to school or you're walking to work or wherever, focus on what you're doing. As you said earlier, don't check your Facebook while you're crossing the street. Stop for a second. Look both ways. Because ultimately, if a car hits you, whether you had the right-of-way or not, you're still seriously injured or possibly deceased, and we don't want to see that from anyone.
What comes next in the Ann Arbor pedestrian safety effort?
I'm not really sure at this point. I don't think we have any plans to do this, at least right away, anymore. I haven't had any direct contact with Dr. Van Houten since this ended. I think we'll continue to enforce crosswalk safety and pedestrians, yielding pedestrians around the schools. That's our big focus right now.
I would say it would benefit you to know the law. You don't want to be paying that $140 ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone has any questions, they can call special services, and we'll either shoot them back an email or respond to their phone call.
That's Sergeant Bill Clock, Special Services Sergeant for the Ann Arbor Police Department. Thanks for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you. It's good to be here.